Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Carlos Santana bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, uschamber.com. Giovanni, I want to get back into the policy stuff a little bit, but first, I want to remind people about your big event coming up in about 3 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. It's our Small Business Summit, and that's where we get 600-700 small businesses come to town every year, and they're motivated, they're inspired, they get talks from great thought leaders, they go up on the hill. We have Steve Forbes coming, we have
Michael Hayden.
Y'all, tremendous. Bob Woodward's going to speak to him.
Wow.
And I have a meeting prior to the summit with our small business leaders, and I was very honored to have Dr. Charles Krauthammer that's going to speak at my meeting.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry I'm going to miss that. If I didn't have a conflict, you know I'd be there because I've made just about everyone. In fact, I helped you guys kick off the first two.
You sure did.
And I'm sorry I'm going to miss you guys there, but they do a great job, folks. Give us the website for the summit.
Well, the summit is uschambersummit.com.
So, folks, can they still get tickets to and register to go?
Oh, absolutely. And if they have any problems, they just see me. I'd love to have them there and meet them personally.
It's a beautiful venue, folks. I promise you won't regret going. It's a lot of fun. They do a lot of good work. Giovanni, thank you for the good work you're doing there, and keep up the good work. And I'll try to make next year for sure. All right, so let's talk about what the U.S. Chamber is doing on behalf of small business owners to represent us in this budget debacle that we got going on, this dysfunctional family we got trying to decide the future of America up there.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Small business owners cannot be apathetic in this particular environment. We've gone through a tough election. There was no change. It doesn't mean that energy isn't being expended on both sides. I liken it to a game of tug and war. If you look. That flag may not be moving one way or the other, but I'm going to tell you, if one side lets go of that rope, guess what happens? The other side wins. And, and unfortunately, we can't have small businesses let go of the rope. We have a very aggressive political campaign. It's called Friends of the Chamber and Small Business Nation. If people sign up to that, they will get daily news clips as to what's going on. Just a very small tidbits as to what's going on. They also will get opportunities to vote or to send letters very easily over the internet in a course of 5 seconds. I mean, you can literally just push buttons once you've loaded your information in there and actually help the free enterprise effort that we have on the Hill. We send letters up. Tax reform. The Small Business Committee yesterday just had a hearing on tax reform. Which is key to small businesses. We sent letters up there. There's a lot going on and under the radar. And when you cut through the rhetoric, small businesses need to have that infrastructure to guide them in the right direction. And I truly, as you well know, I was in small business before coming to the chamber, and I truly feel the passion of with those small businesses. Our experience and
what are your members telling you these days?
Our members are telling us healthcare is going to be a huge challenge.
They're scared to death of it, aren't they?
And the help
that they thought might be coming next year has been put off a year.
Yeah, and that's one of my big fears is small businesses and those that are able to grow and flourish are really. Frozen, like deer in headlights, as to how they're going to cope with the new obligations under the healthcare rule. And certainly that is being shown in our surveys, right, as well as the debt deficit.
Yep.
All of these things are playing out, and they're creating, there's two economies. I mean, there's that small business economy, and then there's everyone else.
Yep.
And small businesses are not feeling the love. They're not feeling like they're appreciated. They're not feeling like they're incentivized enough to go forward.
And to take risks.
And take risks.
Yeah.
And takes risks.
Well, I fear that not small businesses and big businesses are doing that because there's not a lot of growth capital being expended right now. We've got to turn that around. I don't know when that's going to happen. But we're going to continue to march right here, and I know you are too, Giovanni. USChamberSummit.com, that's how they find the summit coming up in 3 weeks, right? The first week of May.
Yes, Jim, and I'll tell you, you keep doing all the great things you're doing.
Thank you, Giovanni.
Being on the show.
I appreciate you, buddy. Come back again real soon. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.